Build the System. See Your Future Grow Effortlessly. Written by Kelvin W. Nathan. Published by The Quiet Library. Introduction. We are taught to dream big, hustle hard, and chase the future with relentless ambition. But here's the truth most people miss. A dream without a system is just chaos wearing a nice suit. The people who build extraordinary lives, wealthy lives, meaningful lives, don't get there by working harder. They get there by working on the right things, in the right order, inside the right system. This book is about that system. We've been sold a lie. Culture glorifies the grind. It worships overnight success and glorifies those who never sleep. But the real winners aren't grinding. They're designing. While others react to life, they respond through systems they've intentionally built. Their results aren't magic. They're mechanical. It's not luck. It's structure. It's not hustle. It's alignment. If you want an abundant future, financially, creatively, spiritually, it won't come by accident. It must be engineered. You don't manifest success. You construct it, and you start by building the systems that make it inevitable. Systems aren't cold or rigid. They're containers for your energy, pathways for your purpose, and frameworks that protect you from burnout. They give your life repeatable momentum so your future doesn't rely on how you feel tomorrow morning. They create freedom, not restriction. When your systems run, your mind is free to focus on what truly matters: vision, impact, relationships, creativity, peace. This book is your blueprint, not a motivational boost or temporary fix. A true framework to design systems that match your mission, automate your growth, and help you build a life where abundance is no longer a pursuit. It's the baseline. We'll start at the roots: how to design a system that reflects your identity and values, not someone else's blueprint. From there, we'll explore how to automate the mundane, organize your mind, build consistent habits, measure what matters, and scale your results in a way that aligns with who you want to become, not just what you want to have. The goal is not just productivity, it's clarity, it's self-trust, it's freedom from chaos. You will be challenged not to do more, but to build better, to stop throwing energy at scattered goals and start investing in structure. Because once your system is in place, your future is no longer uncertain, it's inevitable. Some will try to skip the system. They'll chase the shortcut, the hack, the one-time breakthrough, and they'll stay stuck. This book isn't for them. It's for builders, quiet revolutionaries, who know that the real power is not in a big win, but in designing a machine that wins daily. You don't need more motivation. You need a system that doesn't rely on it. You don't need more goals. You need a structure that makes results automatic. You don't need to predict the future. You need to build it. So that's where we begin. Build the system, then build your future. For more information about the ebook version of this audio, check the video description or visit The Quiet Library. Chapter 1. Abundance begins with architecture. Every skyscraper begins the same way. Not with steel or glass, but with a blueprint, a carefully drawn, deeply intentional plan that shapes the entire structure before a single beam is laid. Without it, the building collapses under its own ambition. The same is true of your life. If you're chasing abundance, chasing purpose, chasing a future you haven't yet lived, you must begin with architecture. Not the architecture of buildings, but the architecture of your thoughts, systems, and inner alignment. Most people build their lives backwards. They chase outcomes, money, status, influence, and then scramble to create routines or habits to hold it all together. But abundance doesn't come to those who chase outcomes. It comes to those who design ecosystems, an ecosystem where every part of your life is rooted in intentional design, where your time, energy, focus, and resources are working in harmony, not friction. Your current life is already a system. Whether you know it or not, you're living inside a set of routines, beliefs, and defaults that are producing your daily experience. If you don't like your results, it's not because you're broken. It's because your system is producing exactly what it was built to produce: a chaotic schedule, inconsistent energy, unfinished goals. None of these are character flaws. They're system flaws, and system flaws can be redesigned. This chapter is about that redesign. It begins with awareness. Noticing where your current architecture is leaking time, wasting energy, or working against the vision you claim to have. Then it moves into intentionality, choosing new structures to support who you're becoming, not who you've been. Abundance is not something you find, It's something you align with. That alignment begins by asking the right questions. What kind of life do I want to wake up to daily? What kind of emotional state do I want to sustain? What kind of work brings me alive? And what kind of routines drain me? If your architecture doesn't answer these questions, you're not building, you're improvising. Improvisation works in jazz, but not in building a life. You can't freestyle your way to long-term success. You have to pause, zoom out, and see the whole structure. What supports your energy? What protects your focus? What rhythms allow you to grow without collapsing? You need rituals that are repeatable, frameworks that are flexible, and systems that don't fall apart when life gets messy. That's the quiet genius of a well-designed system. It holds you up when motivation fails. It gives structure to creativity. It lets you show up as your highest self without having to fight your lowest habits every morning. You don't have to win the battle of willpower if the system is built right. It carries you through the friction. In a scarcity mindset, people try to control everything manually. They hold on tight, micromanage their lives, and exhaust themselves in the process. But an abundance mindset doesn't seek control. It seeks structure, not rigid, suffocating structure, but intentional design, a framework that frees up space for what matters. In abundance, you don't need to hustle harder. You need to architect smarter. Think of your life like a garden. The seeds you plant, your intentions, values, ideas, only flourish if the environment supports them. You can't force a harvest, but you can build a system where growth becomes natural. Sunlight, water, healthy soil. That's your time, your energy, your environment, and the architecture of your life determines whether your garden thrives or withers. This is not just theory. It's deeply practical. You can start by mapping the architecture you already live in. Look at your mornings. Are they designed or chaotic? Look at how you handle money, reactively or strategically. Look at your workspace, your digital life, your calendar. Each of these is a structural component of your system. Each one can be redesigned with intention, not to be perfect, but to be aligned. The myth is that you need to overhaul everything at once, but system builders know the truth. Small hinges swing big doors. One changed routine can cascade into dozens of improved results. One restructured environment can unlock creative energy you didn't know you had. One boundary can reclaim hours of your week. This is how systems work. They stack. They scale. They liberate. Start with one corner of your architecture. Clean it. Refine it. Systemize it. Maybe it's your digital clutter. Maybe it's your morning routine. Maybe it's how you manage incoming tasks. Don't aim for complexity. Aim for consistency. Build a microsystem that works every day. Then another. Then another. Before long, you're not just doing better, you're becoming someone different. Someone who doesn't live in chaos. Someone who builds their future piece by piece. You are the architect of your life, whether you own that role or not. You can build on accident or on purpose, you can keep reacting to fires, or you can build a system that prevents them. The abundant life isn't found in endless striving. It's found in intentional design. The architecture you build today will shape the life you live tomorrow. So start now. Design with clarity. Build with courage. Create a system that supports the weight of your dreams. In the next chapter, we'll begin dismantling one of the greatest myths of modern life. The idea that hustle is the only path to success. You'll learn how rhythm, not grind, is the real engine of sustainable abundance, because once the architecture is clear, the next step is to make it livable, energizing, and human. Your system starts here, and it starts with design. Chapter 2. The myth of hustle and the power of rhythm. We've been conditioned to believe that the only way to succeed is to hustle relentlessly, to wake before the sun, to outwork, outpace, and outgrind everyone else. Social media celebrates this image of the relentless doer, the person who never stops, who sacrifices sleep, relationships, and sanity in pursuit of their goals. But behind the glamorized hustle is a deeper truth: burnout, inconsistency, and often regret. The abundance mindset doesn't reject hard work, but it redefines its context. It doesn't worship constant motion. It values consistent rhythm. Not all effort is equal. There's a massive difference between activity and effectiveness, between movement and momentum. Rhythm is what converts energy into results without collapse. The hustle myth is seductive because it gives a quick sense of control. It tells you that if you just try harder, push more, sleep less, you'll get there faster and maybe you will, temporarily. But hustle is a fuel that burns dirty. It creates temporary surges followed by long slumps. It relies on emotional spikes, adrenaline, and caffeine to cover for the absence of sustainable systems. Rhythm, on the other hand, is clean fuel. It respects the cycles of energy, creativity, and recovery. Rhythm asks, how do I build something that works even when I'm not at my best? Hustle never asks that question. It assumes you'll always be on, always pushing, always available. But you are not a machine, and you were never meant to be. Maintenance. Even software needs updates. Even machines need you need space to rest, to reflect, to recharge. Not just so you can do more, but so you can do better. Rhythm isn't lazy. It's strategic. It's the pattern of output that lets you keep creating value without sacrificing your health, your relationships, or your peace. True abundance can't exist without rhythm, because abundance is a long game, and long games are won with systems, not sprints. People resist rhythm because it feels slower at first. Hustle gives the illusion of speed, but rhythm gives you something hustle never can. Sustainability. It allows you to build consistency, and consistency compounds. A person who works with rhythm and structure over a year will outperform someone who hustles in bursts every time. Because what matters in building a future isn't how fast you can move in a week, but how reliably you can build over time. Rhythm allows for compound progress. Hustle relies on heroic effort. Performer, an athlete, a musician, a successful entrepreneur. They don't rely on blind hustle. They train in rhythm. They rest in rhythm. Look at any elite. They operate with a structured flow that maximizes their performance across time, not just in armament. They have seasons of growth, seasons of refinement, and seasons of pause. There's wisdom in their cadence. It's not just about pushing, it's about pacing. So how do you begin to shift from hustle to rhythm? First, by being honest about the cost of hustle. Are you sacrificing long-term clarity for short-term intensity? Are you constantly tired but proud of it? Are you checking off boxes without feeling a deeper sense of progress? Then, look at your calendar. Is it built around your natural energy patterns or someone else's expectations? Start there. Begin tracking not just what you do, but how it feels. Are you working when you're sharpest? Are you resting when you're depleted? If not, your system is working against you, not for you. Rhythm starts by aligning your energy with your priorities. You don't need to work 8 hours a day to make progress. You need 2 to 3 focused hours where your brain and body are in sync, supported by systems that remove friction. That's the quiet magic of rhythm. It multiplies your effort by removing the noise around it. It simplifies. It refines. It allows for rest without guilt and action without panic. The transition from hustle to rhythm often requires unlearning. Many people are addicted to being busy because it makes them feel worthy. It gives them an identity. But being busy and being effective are not the same. An abundance mindset doesn't attach your value to your activity. It knows that your power lies in what you build, not just in what you do, and what you build lasts longer when it's constructed in rhythm. When you adopt rhythm, something remarkable happens. You become more present. Hustle scatters your mind. Rhythm anchors it. With rhythm, you begin to anticipate your energy highs and lows. You schedule deep work when your mind is fresh. You plan your breaks intentionally. You stop apologizing for rest because you understand that rest is part of the system. You begin to feel in control, not because you're doing everything, but because you're doing the right things at the right time in the right sequence. This isn't about doing less, it's about doing smarter. Rhythm doesn't mean you sit back and let life drift by. It means you design a tempo that lets your creativity thrive, your health stabilize, and your mind stay clear. It means you build boundaries around your energy and protect your focus like a sacred asset because that's what it is. Your energy is your most valuable currency, and rhythm is the budget that keeps you from going bankrupt. As you build your system, embed rhythm into its core. Don't just plan what you'll do, plan when you'll do it and how you'll recover afterward. Create a cadence you can sustain. Think in cycles. Design your week to include momentum and maintenance, action and reflection. Make rhythm part of your identity, not just your schedule. Because in the end, hustle might get you noticed, but rhythm will get you free. And freedom is what abundance really means. Freedom to choose, to create, to enjoy the process without burning out in the pursuit. Rhythm is how you protect that freedom. It's how you ensure that what you build doesn't collapse under its own weight. In the next chapter, we'll begin the blueprint process by exploring clarity, because you can't build a system for a future you haven't clearly defined. We'll get precise about what you want, why it matters, and how to reverse engineer a structure that brings that vision to life. Before you build the machine, you must define the mission, and that mission starts by getting clear. Chapter 3. Define it so you can build it. You can't build a future you haven't defined. That's the truth most people avoid, because definition requires clarity, and clarity requires slowing down. It requires choosing what matters over what's popular, what's personal over what's prescribed. Too many people chase goals that aren't theirs. Career paths chosen for status, lifestyles copied from screens, dreams borrowed from someone louder. But building a system that actually works, a system that supports your vision of abundance, begins by getting radically clear about what you want and why it matters. This is not about setting arbitrary goals. It's about defining the life you're actually trying to live. Clarity is the first act of power. Without it, even the best systems collapse under confusion. You can create perfect schedules, install clever tools, and read every productivity book on the planet. But if your destination is vague, your progress will always feel hollow. You'll work hard and feel unsatisfied. You'll check boxes but remain directionless. It's not because you're lazy or broken. It's because the foundation is undefined. Systems don't run on noise. They run on purpose. Purpose, however, is often misunderstood. People think it's a grand revelation, a single moment of divine insight. In reality, purpose is their salt of attention. It comes from paying close attention to what energizes you, to what you're turned to even after failure, to what you think about when no one is telling you what to do. Purpose doesn't shout, it whispers. And to hear it, you must be willing to listen. This is where real system building begins, not with apps, not with planners, but with a brutally honest conversation with yourself. What kind of life do you want to live in specific terms? What does abundance mean to you? Is it creative freedom? Is it time with your family? Is it the ability to work without financial anxiety? Until you define it, you can't measure progress. You can't optimize your days. You can't build a system for a life you haven't imagined with clarity. Definition isn't about locking yourself into a rigid identity. It's about giving your life structure so your energy can flow in a meaningful direction. Clarity doesn't limit you. It liberates you. It gives you the freedom to say no to distractions because you finally have a standard to measure opportunities against. Without clarity, everything feels urgent. With clarity, you can prioritize with confidence. You can say no to what doesn't align, not out of fear, but from strength. The practical step here is to articulate your vision, not in vague motivational terms, but in real language that describes your desired life in texture and tone. What does a great day look like for you? What kind of work are you doing? What kind of people are you surrounded by? What's your energy like? Where do you live? What problems are you solving? This isn't fantasy, it's design work. And if you're not willing to do this part, every system you try to build will feel hollow, misaligned, or forced. Too many people resist clarity because it requires commitment. If you define what you want, you also expose the gap between where you are and where you wish to be. That gap can feel uncomfortable, but discomfort is part of building. It's the tension that stretches you into new capacity. Embrace it. Let clarity show you the work that matters. Let it illuminate what no longer deserves your attention. It's the real function of vision to direct your energy toward what's meaningful and away from what's simply available. Once your definition is clear, everything changes. Decision-making becomes faster. Distractions lose their grip. Your schedule begins to take shape around what matters most. You stop chasing 10 things and begin building one thing well. The people who make the deepest impact in the world aren't the ones who try to do everything. They're the ones who define their mission with such clarity that they can organize their lives around it. Their systems follow their vision, not the other way around. So define your vision, then anchor it in your daily structure. That might mean adjusting how you begin your mornings, how you schedule your week, or how you track your progress. It might mean letting go of obligations that don't serve your future. It might mean redesigning your work environment to support focus or carving out non-negotiable time for rest. These specifics will vary, but the principle is universal. Definition creates alignment, and alignment allows systems to function with less resistance. This is how people move from scattered ambition to focused momentum. They stop trying to manage everything and start managing what matters. They don't eliminate effort, they channel it. That's what a clear definition of success provides. It's a compass. And in a world of endless options, the compass is more valuable than the map. You don't need to define your entire life in one sitting. Start with the next chapter of life you want to create. Be specific.